Think a minute. The extremely wealthy David Geffen was asked if now that he's a billionaire, is he happy? He laughed and answered, "Anyone who believes money makes you happy doesn't have money. It's a fact. Happiness is not in things. It's in us. The realities of life are basically the same for both happy and unhappy people. Happy people don't have a magic button to get them out of problems and pain. They just use everything that happens to them to make themselves and their life better, stronger, and more satisfying. The happiest people are those who have no particular reason for being happy, other than they've simply chosen to be. They don't wait for events or other people to make them happy. Happiness is not your mood, it's your mode of operating every single day. Your way of life, your way of thinking, loving, and giving to others. Your way of working, playing, laughing, and enjoying each moment of life that you're given. In computer language, what's your life's operating system? How do you process and choose to respond to people and experiences that come into your life each day? Do you see all the possibilities and purposes for your life? Do you daily focus on the good or the bad? To have happiness, you must have the attitude of gratitude. A recent study showed that people who write down three good things in their life and why they're good every day for just 1 week are actually happier and healthier for 6 months to a year, just by daily counting your blessings one by one. Viktor Frankl survived Auschwitz, the horrifying Nazi death camp, where his pregnant wife was murdered. He said, "Nazis can take everything from me, including my life, but they can never take away my attitude and choice to be happy." So won't you make that life-changing choice to be a happy person today and every day of your life? Ask the giver of life and happiness to take charge of your heart and way of living. Jesus will guarantee your lasting satisfaction and peace that no one can take away from you. Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.